It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
And I say it all the time. He is special. They made him. They broke the mold. Although I will say, last night, as he was staring at the hole, I was like, sweetie, it's okay. Come to bed.
He was looking at that hole again.
Staring at the hole. He's like, is it a big hole or is it my imagination?
My God.
Is that from today's Regis and Kelly?
It is, Mike.
Okay, so that kind of dispels that. Or does it? Are they actually trying to mention, that she's in the marital bed talking to her husband about a hole in the wall?
What they were doing is promoting the big Regis special that they're doing where Regis comes and helps decorate their tree. It is going to suck so hard.
They're going to do a Christmas special?
They are a special Christmas episode where Regis comes to their house, decorates their tree, and you're going to love this. Turn that down. Read to their kids.
But
aren't you excited about it because it's going to be so bad?
So what they're doing is they're turning the Regis Show into a Commerce Bank commercial.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow on the big program, comedian Alonzo Bowden will be in studio just after 4. And then at 5, the czar of sports. You love her, we do too. Lindsay Zarniak will talk about the Skins' chances to pursue the wild card.
It is great.
Wild card. And we'll get to that Christmas tipping thing tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Because there are a lot of people who listen to this show that do rely on tips during the Christmas season. We'll find out whether, we're good tippers, you're good tippers.
It's
actually
in your contract, too, isn't it? Doesn't Hughes have to tip you at the end of the year?
Don't I wish.
Yeah.
But listeners are supposed to tip their DJs, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Odd, yeah. After I thought so. Almost a full year of service.
Be a lot of fun. All right, let's get to it, ladies and gentlemen. The game is the holiday version of Guess What's in Rob's Pants.
Yay.
Yeah. It's a very simple concept, this game, but we certainly enjoy it. We know you do, too. You ask a question, and then you hazard a guess, and we just go until we get a big winner. You really have to keep track of your previous contestants.
Please.
That's the best way to do it, as we guess what's in Rob's pants. How is it, Rob? How are your pants doing today?
Well, they're fine, but now is the portion of the game where I present the object to you so you can see it.
There it is.
And then I put it in my pants.
All right. Let me see. He's taking it out right now.
He's presenting.
Very interesting.
Okay, you can put it away now.
Okay, thank you.
Now put it right in there.
Attaboy. There it is.
Okay. Wow, look at that.
Wow, it's going to be tough sitting.
Or is he just glad
uncomfortable
to see us?
Whoa!
Has it been secured in your pants, Rob?
Yes, it's every bit as secure as Plaxico's gun.
Very good. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Jeremy?
How you doing?
You know how we play the game, right, Jeremy?
Oh, yeah. Ask a question, and then I give a guess.
That's exactly how it works. Way to go. I don't have to brief you. Go ahead. Let's hear your question and your guess for Rob Spiewak.
All right. Is it longer than a foot?
It is. No.
Okay. Is it a Christmas ornament?
That is not a Christmas ornament in my pants.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Appreciate being the first contestant. No more guesses. Troy, you're on the air. Hello, Troy.
Hi, Troy.
Hello.
Troy, what can we do for you today? Can you give us a guess and a question for Rob's pants?
Is it made of plastic?
Is it made of plastic, Rob?
No.
It is not. Now we need a guess, Troy.
Is it a knife?
That is not a knife in my pants.
Thank you very much, a knife.
It's a plastic knife.
It's a firearm. Ooh, I don't want to tip the hand. Dom, where are you calling from?
Nassau.
I was living in the devil town.
I can hear you. You got a question for Rob?
Let's see. Is it made of metal?
Is it made of metal, Rob?
No, it isn't.
Now we'll need a guess from you, Dom.
Is it a dime?
Is it a dime?
It is one of the rarest things, the dime that is not made of metal. No, that is not a dime in my pants.
That's a Manassas call for you. James in Kansas, you're on the air. Hello, James.
Is it edible?
Is it edible, Rob?
Is not edible.
It is not edible. Now we need a guess from you, James.
Is it mistletoe?
That is not a mistletoe in my pants.
A mistletoe.
I like saying it that way.
And I wish I could say what the texter just guessed. It is not holiday flavor, blank lube. And you know what part of the body they were talking about.
What flavor would that be?
Probably minty.
I was thinking more cinnamon, like potpourri.
Nice candy cane mint.
I was thinking Jiffy.
Let's go to Barry in Annapolis. Hello, Barry.
Hello, Mike.
Barry, we're going to need a question about what's in Rob's pants and then a guess from you.
Okay. Is it...
And Rob, can we put some nice festive music in
that
the background?
That would be great.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, Barry.
Okay. Is it bigger than your fist?
Let me see.
Let's take a look. He's making a fist right now, Barry.
Yes, I made a girlish fist. Yes. I balled up my hand into a fist, and yes, it is bigger than my fist.
It is. Hey, a very good question. All right, what's your guess there, Barry?
Is it a beer mug?
Is it a beer mug, Rob?
Barry, that is not a beer mug in my pants.
Sorry about that, Barry. Thanks for playing. Very good question and a very good guess. Rami, how are you, Rami?
All right, how you guys doing?
I'm doing okay. You got a question, a guess for Mr. Spiewak?
Yeah, is it found in the kitchen?
Is it found in the kitchen?
I would say not typically, no.
No, it is not found in the kitchen, Rami.
All right, I'm going to go with one of those, like, soldier nutcrackers.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Rami! Wow. Rami, how the hell did you do that?
Psychic, I guess. I don't know. I had a dream about it.
You had a dream about it.
I'm impressed.
Rami, you rock. Congratulations. I didn't even, like, get my prizes together yet for Rami here.
I was just thinking this is going to go on because nobody is going to guess this.
Rami, take out the nutcracker, Rob. Let me see it.
Okay,
bring it over to me. Rami, that was a soldier nutcracker. Rami, did you have that in your mind, like, before you even called?
No, at first I had the ornament, but then when they got to say no, then nutcracker popped.
And Buzz shot me a weird look. It's made of wood.
When he had the question about the kitchen, I kind of said, it's probably decorative and you keep it out in the living room more often.
I keep it on top of my hutch.
There's the sound of the mouth on the soldier. That's the nutcracker right there, and it's from the nutcracker.
Yeah.
And Bethan said we should make the answer a nutcracker from the nutcracker, but we didn't want to make it that difficult.
Yeah,
let me tell you what you've got, okay? I'm going to give you a lunch at Chipotle Mexican Grill. Chipotle specializing in fresh, made-to-order gourmet burritos and tacos. Find yours at Chipotle.com. Also, a WWE Armageddon prize pack. Don't miss WWE Armageddon Live on in-demand pay-per-view. And that's Sunday, December 21st, the perfect holiday gift for WWE. The e-fans in your life, call your local Comcast or Cox communication system now to order, and a pass for two to the special screening of Nothing Like the Holidays starring John Leguizamo next Wednesday, December 10th at Regal Gallery Place by the Verizon Center. Cool. Nothing Like the Holidays in theaters next Friday nationwide. You want to try one more and see if we can put one more in your pants? Absolutely. We got time for that.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, Joe just hung up on them because that's what he does better than anything.
There. It's another round of Warp.
Rami, I'll put you on hold. And you can get your prizes, okay?
Thanks, man. Take it easy.
All right. If you want to play the game right now, we're going to put the second item in Rob's pants because he brought in, this is the way it works when he comes into the office.
Oh, he brings in a bag.
He brought in a bag. Now, the first two that we saw today, I said, lame. And then the nutcracker was perfect.
That's the show business.
Remember this?
Let me see. What is that? Oh, yes, absolutely.
Sure.
I like that.
Sure,
okay,
yes,
very
yeah.
good. I'm putting it in my pants.
800-636-1067. You can get the same prize pack. If you call right now to guess what is in Rob Spiewak's pants, you can get on the air to do this right now.
I love
that
this game.
Yes.
This is a lot of fun.
It
I really enjoy this.
Guess what's in my pants.
That's right.
I think what I'll do is hang up on everybody.
Sure. Well, at least he didn't block him out.
That's what I think I'll do.
Let's get right to it. Put him on hold, Joe. Want to get this game started.
Game known as Warp.
Rob has a second item in his pants. We're going to get right to it. Hello, this is Tim. Tim, where are you calling from?
Chantilly.
Tim from Chantilly. We need a question and a guess for what's in Rob's pants.
Rob, is it made of metal?
No, it is not made of metal.
Let's see how well we do this time. What's your guess there, Tim?
A Christmas tree.
It is not a Christmas tree.
It's not a Christmas tree in my pants.
Sakes, you couldn't fit that in your pants. That's the way it works. Let's go to Jakob. Jakob, where are you calling from?
Having a great time.
Jacob? Jacob, I mean.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Jacob. How are you? Wake up.
I'm doing great. Is it red?
We need a question and a guess.
Well, here's my question. Is it red?
Is it red?
Is it red?
Not entirely.
Not entirely.
Is it a Santa hat?
Is it a Santa hat?
That is not a Santa hat in my pants.
Oh, dang it.
Good guess. Sorry about that.
Dang it.
Let's go to Chris in Dale City. Hi, Chris. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. A question and a guess for Rob Spiewak.
Can I just take a guess in the blonde?
Yeah, you can do that.
Drunk Beth Ann.
It is not Drunk Beth Ann in Rob's pants.
Although she was trying to get there all last night.
Yeah, that was CK. You're confusing yourself.
Sorry.
Chad in Haymarket. How are you, Chad?
Good.
All right, Chad, we need a question and a guess. We're playing Guess What's in Rob's Pants, the holiday version.
Mm-hmm.
And I should say one thing, really. Rami, who played the game, really, really took that holiday thing to heart, and
really,
I think that was a smart way of doing
it. Excellently played.
Go ahead, Chad.
Is it edible?
It is not.
Okay. Is it a Christmas stocking?
It is nothing like a Christmas stocking in my pants.
Thank you very much, Chad. We appreciate it. Let's go to Ryan in Spotsylvania. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Is it made of wood?
Is it made of wood?
It is not.
Ooh. So you say.
Hey.
We need a guess now, Ryan.
Is it the baby Jesus?
And here's something I've been dying to say. No, that is not the baby Jesus in my pants.
That is not the baby Jesus. That's my favorite guess.
Yeah. Jason in Burke, Virginia. How are you, Jason?
Good. How are you?
Jason, we need a question and a guess for guess what's in Rob's pants.
All right. Is it circular?
Is it circular?
No, it's not.
It is not. Now we need a guess, Jason.
I was going to go with ornament, but I guess it's not.
Ornament is not correct, and it's the second time ornament has been guessed. Yeah. Ornament would have been the easiest, but besides, the glass would break and hurt your balls.
First time this round.
Way to dumb it down, people.
All right, let's go to Brian in D.C. Hi, Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. We need a question and a guess for Guess What's in Rob's Pants.
Is it made of fabric?
Is it made of fabric?
Oh, very interesting.
That's a good question.
It is not.
It is not made of fabric. Now we need a guess from you, Brian.
Is it that Christmas flower, poinsettia, or whatever it's called?
Oh, good guess.
That is not a that Christmas flower. It ain't that Christmas flower.
Thank you for going. Remember, every guess is a clue for you. Let's go to Roy in Falls Church. Hello, Roy.
Hey, guys. are there any mechanical parts?
Are there any mechanical parts?
Strictly speaking, no.
No. I don't know, gentlemen.
No, it's not mechanical.
No.
Is it a knife?
That's funny, but no. That is not a knife in my pants.
Let's go to Kevin in Spokane. Hello, Kevin.
Hi. Is it sharp?
Is it sharp?
No.
No.
In its current state, Mike, it is not sharp.
All right.
Is it?
And neither is this caller.
Wheel.
What's the guess?
Is it a wheel?
A wheel.
Is it a wheel?
No, that is not a Merry Christmas wheel in my pants. Do you mean a wreath?
Hey, Rick, let's go to Rick. Rick, where are you calling from?
I meant wheel.
Manassas, Virginia.
I was living in a devil town.
We need a question and a guess from you, Rick.
Is it edible?
Is it edible? That was asked before. You got to remember these.
Okay, all right.
Well, no, that's right. He can answer you.
It's not edible.
I can still guess.
Yes, you can.
Is it a Christmas-themed Chucky doll?
A Christmas? That is not a Christmas-themed Chucky doll in my pants.
Let's go. That's better than the baby Jesus.
Yeah, but now I have visions of Meg Tilly dancing in my head.
The bride of Chucky. Ross in D.C., you're on the show. Hi, Ross.
Hi.
Hi. We need a question and a guess. Rob, now don't antagonize the participants.
Never. Not at this most wonderful time of year.
Go ahead, Ross. We need a question and a guess.
Is it made in China?
Is it made in China?
I would guess yes. I can't
All right.
Verify it, but yes.
Safe bet. Now we need a guess from you, Ross.
Is it a log?
Is it a log?
All kids love log. No, that is not a log in my pants.
Sorry about that. Let's go to Todd in Middleburg, Virginia. Hello, Todd.
Hello, fellas.
How's it going? We need a question and a guess.
Did it take both hands to put it in your pants?
No, as a matter of fact, I was able to do it single-handedly.
Single-handedly. Now we need a guess, Todd.
A dreidel.
Is it a dreidel?
That is not a dreidel in my pants.
That is a wonderful guess, though, Todd. Thank you very much. Let's go to Fred in Alexandria. Hi, Fred.
Hi there. Is it copper-tinged?
Is it copper-tinged?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yes, it is.
All right.
I will say a decorative teapot.
That is not a decorative teapot in my pants.
Oh, my God. Copper tinged, huh?
Well, yeah.
All right. I don't know from copper tinged. Peyton in Fredericksburg. You're on the air. Hi, Peyton.
How you doing?
How are you doing?
We need a question and a guess real quick. We got to wrap this up.
Is it made of brass?
Is it made of brass?
No, it is not made of brass.
It is not made of brass. Need a guess, Peyton.
Is it a stocking ornament? Is it a stocking holder that you hang on the mantle?
I know exactly what you're shooting at, but no, that is not a stocking holder in my
pants. Good guess, Peyton, though. Very good guess. Let's go to James in Vienna. Real quick, James, question and a guess.
Quick.
Is it a cookie cutter?
That is not a cookie cutter in my pants.
And that was not a question. You got to pay attention to the directions. Let's go to Nathan in Winchester. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, how you doing?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, does it have a buckle on it?
Does it have a buckle on it?
It does not.
Need a guess, Nathan.
Is it the accommodator?
It is not the accommodator in my pants.
Good guess. And now people are getting the spirit of the season. Let's go to Andy in Fredericksburg. Hi, Andy.
Is it comprised of plastic?
Is it comprised of plastic?
Some of it, yes.
Is it a Santa's sleigh?
No, that is not Santa's sleigh in my pants.
Thank you very much. Boy, I thought he might have been close. Wendy, who's on I-95. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, how are you doing?
We need a question and a guess, Dia.
Does it make some noise?
Does it make some noise, Rob?
No.
No. Sorry about that.
Okay, is it a toy soldier?
It is not a toy soldier in my pants.
And Rob, that means it is time for a hint. We need a good hint because we're almost out of time here.
All right.
Rob, are you getting the hint from Mr. Burbank?
No, no. Buzz was just examining what was in my pants.
Oh, thank you.
More closely.
He likes to do that.
Oh, constantly.
My hint will be...
He hates doing this.
That it is comprised of equal parts, I would say... glass, plastic, and metal.
Yes. That's
and with that,
pretty good hint. We have to go to break. When we come back, we will finish up
this
round two of Guess What's in Rob's Pants. What was your hint again?
Glass, plastic, and metal.
Has all of those. Very, very interesting. Did you check that out when you were looking at what was in his pants?
I can confirm that.
All right, we'll come back, and you can guess what's in Rob's pants at 800-636-1067. We'll also have the audio vault and our last segments of news. When we come back after these commercial messages...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.